Gedvach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'iloi Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar Yitzchak. The Mishnah continues things that with the lesson of things that people cannot wear on Shabbos. We are, of course, in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Lo Yitzei Ish B'Sandal Amesumar. People, a man can't go outside wearing spiked sandals. These are sandals that have iron nails on the bottom. The rabbis tell us that there was a tragic event where people in such sandals once were in a cave hiding from enemies. When they heard the noise, they panicked, and in the stampede that followed, many people were killed because of the nails in their sandals. So Chazal said you can't wear it on days when people go outside, and so you can't wear spiked shoes. V'lobiyachid b'zman shein raglo maka, and a single individual, you can't wear one sandal if you don't have a wound on the other foot, which prevents you from wearing both, since people can wear two sandals. People laugh at him for wearing one, and so therefore he might take it off and wind up carrying it. You also can't go out with tefillin, because if he needs to go to the bathroom, he'll carry them. And also, if he's wearing an amulet, in such a situation, if it was not made by an expert, someone who has healed three people, the expert doesn't get taken off, but the one that wasn't made by an expert, that's considered a masui, and so therefore it would be a problem. Lo b'shir yom, lo b'kastav, lo b'magafayim. You can't go out with a coat of armor, a helmet, or iron leg plates on Shabbos. Concern is people might assume you're going off to war, and so in order to prevent marazayin, it's going to be usher to do, but if you did it, since this is only dinam derabanan, you're not going to be chayev. Lo seisei isha b'machat hanakuva, lo b'tabashi yesha la'achosam, lo b'kulyar, lo b'kovelas. A woman shouldn't go outside on Shabbos wearing a sewing needle that has a hole for threading, because the Torah law calls this a burden. And if she has a ring that she gets used to stamp letters, it's carried. Right, and if she goes outside with a kulyar, a circular band around her head, that was it wasn't considered clothing or jewelry because most women don't go out wearing it. Lobikovelis, lobitsluchios, she can't go out wearing a spice container or a bottle of perfume, shal palyaton, around her neck because it's considered carrying. In these situations, if she went out, she is considered carrying. Divrei Rebbe Meir, according to her mayor. Now, the Chachamim potrim b'kovel subsuchas shel paliyaton. The Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Meir if she went outside wearing the spices and the perfume bottles. Why? Because when a woman goes out wearing these things, she is using it as a jewelry, like an amulet. And since it's not asur midoraisa, a woman who wears it is not chayev chatas. The Chachamim do agree that it's an issue derabanan. Right? Now, lo yitzei yisrael b'sayit, lo b'keshet, lo b'tris, in such a situation. We'll continue with what the man's not allowed to go out with because of the fears of battle when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a wonderful, fantastic week.